Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, guest preacher Father Alex Carlutzos shares, "Live every day like your last."
I was thinking of the life we all share, and I asked Father Constantine if I could just comment on one of them, or actually a couple of them. As we've been listening in the news, some great men who had great positions in life find themselves being reminded of what happened when they were younger, trying to avoid the reality of their misdeeds when they were young. Thank God we are not in position for everybody to know the sins of our youth. Remember, Lord, not the sins of our youth. Cleanse us from our secret misdeeds. I'm not talking simply about a wonderful man that I met many years ago in Congress, about his secret misdeeds. I want each of us to reflect upon our own secret misdeeds. Because who are we to judge the servant of another? The Holy Spirit today is the Spirit of love. Our church constantly says we are not to judge each other. That's up to the Lord. What we have to do, as Sepphoris said, look at the stranger and the enemy in the mirror. Look at ourselves to understand how foreign we have become to what God created us to be in His image and likeness. Are we God's love in the world? Look at how you relate with your husband, your wife, your children, those around you. Let's strip away the masks around us. And as Father said, this is the day of the Holy Spirit, where even on this day, our church calls for us to pray for those who were even committed suicide. Now, all of us may have someone in the family that committed suicide. I know I do. And I want you to think about the fact of how distant we become and foreign we become to ourselves, where we are gifted the gift of life. And life is very special, and hold on to it. Even the Vice President of the United States, the most powerful country in the world, his son, who was a very close friend of mine, Beau Biden, passed away. When we celebrate the Divine Liturgy, Basil the Great said, when you celebrate the liturgy, O priest, serve the liturgy as if it's your first or your last. When you go out of your door, your home, every morning, remember this: live this day as if it's your first or your last. And it doesn't have to be cancer or a heart attack that kills you. It could be the insanity of the human spirit. Tomorrow, the Archbishop is going to Washington, D.C. Why, you may ask? It's not far and hard to see. Look on television, CNN, Fox. There was a family, Greek Orthodox. The young man was an altar boy at Hagia Sophia Cathedral. His wife converted to Orthodoxy, the children in the faith. and they were terrorized in their own multi-million dollar home. The funeral is tomorrow. Remember the Savopoulos family. But of everything else, remember to love and forgive. That's what Pentecost is about. That's when the Holy Spirit enters your heart, mind, soul, and body, that you know you are in the image of the living Christ. The living Christ. And if you're not living with Christ, you are dead to the Lord. And if you're dead to the Lord, what are you going to say when the kingdom does come? As it came for Bo Biden, as it came for the Savopoulos family, as it came for that member of my family who committed suicide. The day does come. How do we live this day makes all the difference. Chronia pola.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.